This is the State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Confederate statues and memorials in North Carolina and around the country are facing fresh scrutiny after weeks of protest against police brutality and systemic racism. Some cities across the state, including Rocky Mount and Salisbury, are taking steps to remove or relocate statues. Last night, the North Carolina Senate approved funding for African-American monuments in downtown Raleigh. And this morning, the family of Josephus Daniels removed a statue of the former News and Observer editor from downtown Raleigh. While not a Confederate, Daniels was a lifelong white supremacist and an instigator in the 1898 Wilmington Massacre. In Asheville, the city council voted unanimously to remove two Confederate memorials from downtown. Tonight, the Buncombe County Board of Commissioners weighs in on the fate of those two memorials. Matt Bush joins me now for more. He's the news director from Blue Ridge Public Radio. Hello, Matt.
Good afternoon, Frank.
What memorials are we talking about here?
So there are two memorials. Also, there are three what would be called Confederate memorials in the downtown area near the courthouse and City Hall and Pack Square, which is the main gathering point in the middle of Asheville. The two that are in question that would be removed are a memorial to Confederate soldiers that are in front, that is in front of the Buncombe County Courthouse, and then a small marker which carries the likeness of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, which is in Pack Square in front of the much larger Vance Monument, which is somewhat separate from this conversation.
All right. Now, is it legal to remove these monuments?
So that's really the big question here. The city council last week unanimously okayed this resolution, expecting a bit more pushback from Buncombe County tonight, but it looks like it will pass also. The question being, there's a 2015 state law that says if you remove any of these monuments, they have to be placed in areas of similar prominence or sites of similar prominence. So that's going to be a big discussion here going forward. But these two in particular are privately owned, and that's what the supporters of this resolution say allows them to be removed. They're privately owned by the United Daughters of the Confederacy, and this would be the two governments telling the UDC, please remove these within 90 days, basically throwing the ball into their court to decide what they're going to do with it. But the message from the two governments here would be, please remove these. They are privately owned monuments.
And what's the likelihood it goes to the Buncombe County Commissioners tonight? Any preview, any sense of how that might go?
It'll be a tighter vote, I would imagine. It's 4-3. Democrats have the edge of the seven, have the slight partisan edge on that. Expect a little more pushback and expect a lot more discussion about this regarding the state law about whether these monuments can go. The head of the county commissioners, the board chair, Bronnie Newman, last week already put out a big statement explaining his support for this and why he feels that this falls within the law that they are allowed to ask for these two memorials in particular to be moved since they are privately owned.
Well, at last week's city council meeting, the two black members of the city council spoke before the vote, and here's what Keith Young had to say about the message that the city's Confederate monuments send.
To remind black men and women that we still have power, we still have control, and this is your place in our society. I don't want to be a part of that. And if anybody else wants to be a part of that, you show your true colors.
Asheville City Council member Keith Young speaking before officials voted unanimously of this in the City Council to remove two Confederate monuments from downtown. The Buncombe County Board of Commissioners votes on that proposal tonight. Matt Bush is Blue Ridge Public Radio news director and my guest. So we talked about those two monuments. They're under consideration now. But what about the Vance Monument? Is that also part of this?
So this will be part of this resolution, but also to be create a group that would study what to do with the Vance Monument in the future. The Vance Monument's a 65-foot-high obelisk that sits in the middle of Pack Square. It's right behind this small marker that is one of the two that would be removed. It's a very large monument. It looks kind of like a mini Washington Monument for those who are unfamiliar with it. It's dedicated to Zebulon Vance, who was North Carolina's Civil War governor. Then he was a U.S. senator during the Reconstruction period after the war. He fought heavily against civil rights for blacks in the United States. This has been a long ongoing discussion of what to do with this, maybe, but it's really picked up in intensity the past 5 years because this money was just rededicated a few years ago by many people who are still within Buncombe County Commissioners and Asheville city leaders. This has really picked up steam as more and more people think about these, obviously, with given the events of the past few years, but more and more attention paid to the history, particularly of Reconstruction, in the South and how figures like Zebulon Vance played into that. So this would create a group to determine whether the monument should be removed, whether it should be relocated, whether it should be recontextualized in some way, whether Vance's name should come off of it. Any number of things could come out of this.
So,
last week during the protests, a group of black leaders in the city, calling themselves Black AVL Demands, put out a list during a protest and called for the removal of the Vance monument.
All right. So I think you named a number of the options: recontextualize, remove, replace, put in a different location. But does this one fall under that 2015 law that you talked about?
This appears that it does. It's a public statue or a public monument. This appears that it would fall under the law. So that's why it's not a part of the three. It's not a part of the monuments that are being asked to be removed.
Matt, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Frank.